From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The FBI arrested three men in New York and Colorado late Saturday as part of a terrorism investigation. Authorities have charged them with lying to federal agents. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
At the center of the investigation is 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi. An FBI affidavit says investigators are examining alleged plots to detonate improvised explosive devices in the U.S. A search of a rental car Zazi was driving in New York last week yielded a laptop computer. On it were JPEG files of handwritten notes that agents say look like Zazi wrote them. The notes contained detailed instructions for building a bomb. When asked about the notes, the FBI says Zazi said he'd never seen them. Investigators also say Zazi admitted to them he visited an al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan last year, where he'd learned about weapons and explosives. Two other men, Zazi's father and an acquaintance in New York, also were arrested and charged with lying to investigators. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
The Pakistani military says a Taliban commander held in custody has now died. Authorities say Sher Mohammed Kassab died from wounds he received in a fight with Pakistani troops in the Swat Valley. Pakistan alleges Kassab has killed Pakistani troops and rival militia leaders and then released videotapes of the slayings. Authorities had offered tens of thousands of dollars for his capture. Fighting in the Swat Valley has increased this year as the Pakistani army targets Taliban militants. The White House says President Obama will host a meeting with the leader of Israel and the president of the Palestinian Authority next week. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
President Obama will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Tuesday in an effort to restart the long-stalled Middle East peace talks. The White House says the meeting will take place after Mr. Obama meets with each leader one-on-one. The talks will occur along the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York next week. Special Envoy George Mitchell says it's another sign of President Obama's commitment to comprehensive peace. Over the past week, Mitchell met twice with Abbas and four times with Netanyahu, including twice on Friday before leaving the region. The main obstacles to restarting the talks have been Israel's refusal to stop settlement expansion in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and whether the talks should pick up where they left off under Netanyahu's predecessors. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Mr. Obama will also meet leaders at the G20 summit this week. That meeting will be held in Pittsburgh. The president says he will use his time to discuss regulating the financial markets to prevent another global recession. As an example, Mr. Obama is pointing toward his own proposal to create a new consumer financial protection agency in the U.S. that would set policy for mortgages and other loans. This is NPR. A harrowing film about an abused teenager coming of age in Harlem has won the coveted People's Choice Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. Anita Elash has details.
Winning the People's Choice Award doesn't guarantee a film's success, but it's often a good sign of things to come. Last year's People's Choice was Slumdog Millionaire, which became an international hit and swept the Oscars. This year's winner is called Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Newcomer Gabory Sidibe plays a teenage girl who tries to overcome physical and sexual abuse, illiteracy, and teenage pregnancy. The film first created a buzz at the Sundance Film Festival in January, where it won both the audience and jury awards for Best Picture. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.
News reports say the head of the Federal Communications Commission will unveil proposals this week about the Internet that could regulate how content moves across the web. There have been questions about how fast or how slow some things move on the Internet from TV shows to sites that use a lot of text. The concept that everything should be treated the same is called net neutrality. This could put large service providers such as AT&T and Verizon at odds with Internet providers such as Google. There was a moderate earthquake in northern Mexico late yesterday. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake's magnitude was 5.1. It could be felt from San Diego eastward to Yuma, Arizona. There were several aftershocks reported, but there were no reports of injuries or damage. The epicenter was 23 miles southeast of Mexicali. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.